keep a red ball on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 11th. One of those dates that lives on in infamy. December 11th, 2019. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 11th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. About to get a lot more strange and dystopic. We all will be, if bad guys have their way and their minion overlords, then we'll all be faced with some very difficult decisions, probably just in this coming year, certainly beyond in the next 5 to 10 years, and it's important for everyone to understand implications there, unfortunately. A couple of quick stories, maybe, and then I want to get to this long-form content stuff, this particularly the piece that I mentioned yesterday in the Age of AI. PBS Frontline, Season 2019, Episode 5. From last month in the Age of AI. Well, you'll see. I think we should do that today. We'll give some commentary through it, maybe, but that'll take us through the broadcast. So, I, you know, it's long form. It's a long form content broadcast, so a couple of stories before we dive in and do that. I mentioned when I talked about Eddie Lampert and the corporate raiders, you know, he is sort of emblematic. Skull and Bonesman, Eddie Lampert, Sears, Kmart, that fun stuff, the way that they looted everything, including employees' pension plans, in destroying the company. And I said, when I talked about this last year, that what you will see is when you see those kinds of situations, and people have commented the similarities, you know, between that mess and things like Toys R Us, the model, you know, that corporate raiders are employing now. It's just the thing. It's, you know, it's just good business. The way one person put it, let's see, Lampert, Sears, and the Toys R Us effect. That was almost a year ago now. Retail bloodbath, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I said, when I talked about it last year, earlier this year, that you'd see the brands come back after they'd been laundered through bankruptcy, you know, and the way that the bankruptcies are structured, the corporate raiders get paid handsomely, because it's not, while it's unethical, it's not illegal. I mean, it's obviously unethical. There's just no question about that. But, I mean, if it's not illegal, then, gosh, that's just smart business. And so, you know, every time I talk about that, you know, it's not illegal, but it is unethical. I think of that opening scene from Waffle Street, and you know, that phrase, basically. Anyway, this is exactly what happened, and that's, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. I don't, you know, I said this would happen, not because I'm psychic, but you just, I mean, the symbiotic nature of the relationship between scorpions and frogs. When the scorpion's riding on the frog's back to get across the water, what does the scorpion do? It stings the frog, because that's what scorpions do. So you don't have to be particularly bright, just paying attention. So this story was published earlier this morning. Toys R Us is back now with more surveillance, so it's better than ever. Wired Magazine story. After filing for bankruptcy and closing more than 800 stores last year, Toys R Us is back. So, you know, it gets basically they shed all of the debt. The debt goes away. The corporate raiders get paid. Employees, pensions, and things. The company just gets completely reset. And the consumers that are loyal to the brand don't realize what has happened and how these folks should be hanging from lampposts after the evil thing that they've done. Yes, that's exaggerative. It's the Christmas season. That's not very Christian-like, I know, but it's despicable. Maybe I should learn how to be like those folks that maybe we all should, I don't know. That Henry David Thoreau describes in Walden. You know, just before he's talking about the thousand that are hacking at the branches to one who's striking at the root. And he says the Jesuits were quite balked by those Indians who, being burned at the stake, suggested new modes of torture to their tormentors. Being superior to physical suffering, it sometimes chanced that they were superior to any consolation which the missionaries could offer. And the law to do as you would be done by fell with less persuasiveness on the ears of those who, for their part, did not care how they were done by, who loved their enemies after a new fashion, and came very near freely forgiving them all they did. Maybe that's how I need to be. Anyway, so corporate raiders destroy the company. And ruin the lives of, you know, callous folks. And run these brands through bankruptcy to shed debt and things, to restructure the company, to come out squeaky clean on the other end. But what they don't lose is a loyal consumer base. And so just in time for Christmas, Toys R Us is back, now with more surveillance. Anyway, after filing for bankruptcy and closing more than 800 stores last year, Toys R Us is back. The iconic retailer has opened two new mall outposts, one in Texas and another in New Jersey, in time for the holidays. See what I mean? Stores are packed with some of the most kid-coveted products this year, but have been garnering attention for another reason: the surveillance technology they're using. Media reports described how Toys R Us partnered with the startup Beta, B8TA, Beta, to install sensors in the store's ceilings, which track people as they walk around and look at toys. So I guess you have to carry an umbrella in the store, but I guess it'll track the umbrella, but at least that's not you. Everybody needs to carry an umbrella in these stores. This is a small one. Toys R Us is monitoring where kids go to produce data for brands, wrote IO9 last week. Tweets expressing outrage that, you know, this doesn't it just remind you of Nazi Germany? It's such a heartwarming tale. Tweets expressing outrage just in time for Christmas, you know. Tweets expressing outrage that the stores would spy, quote-unquote, on kids have collectively been shared thousands of times. But you know what? Apparently, they're still there. So that's the big takeaway. People say, what can you do? Well, not do it. Not, you know, it's getting... This is my point, though. You know, the same folks who, the same voices that are controlled by folks, you know, you just start to think about it. If it's somewhere, you know, it was, I don't know what it is now, I need to look the figure up, but 10 years ago, when at the moment of the subprime contagion, it was only about $125 trillion in circulation at any given moment floating around in liquidity. And $25 trillion evaporated into the ethos as a result of what happened. That's according to the SEC. $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. And so, one billionaire does not a global economy make. But you start, you know, 5, 10, what do some of these people account for? I'm not going to say our worth, but, you know, the number associated with some of these folks. 10, 25, 50, 80, 100 billion. You start throwing 10 or 20 or 100, 200, 300 of those folks together, that's a fairly sizable portion of the global economy. And who gets together in you know, places like the World Economic Forum in Davos coming up? So it's interesting, you know, you can imagine you get a bunch of those folks together that are the new guard. Again, I remember Chuck Missler talking about this, you know, a guy who, you know, Western Digital and some other stuff, he spent some time running in these circles. And he said that until the Enron debacle in particular, there was still a sense of loyalty and there wasn't this just widespread psychopathy in the boardroom. And then it seemed like things transitioned. I remember him saying that, you know, after between Enron and about 10 years ago. So anyway, now, I mean, just it seems like anything goes. And so the point is, where does that leave us all? These folks that are just brazen psychopaths. Can you imagine the hubris that would grow when you get a bunch of these folks together and they start talking about these kinds of stories? And I'm not saying that everyone's like that, but it seems a growing number are. And adopting these things like this surveillance stuff now at Toys R Us, where no one should shop until things change dramatically in this country. Anyway, where does that leave everyone? Someone, you know, seeking to earn a day's wage to pay for Christmas and so on. So anyway, collecting information on kids is a highly sensitive issue, and U.S. law carves out various additional protections or restrictions. It's surveillance capital. What are you going to do? It's surveillance capital because, remember, data is the new oil. Speaking of the PBS deal that we're going to talk about, in the age of AI, data is the new oil because, you know, it needs people data to feed it, particularly. So stick around, we'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Yeah. The year 2020, or at least that's what we call it. Speaking of the calendars, and sure, the calendars are a thing that are problematic, have been throughout time. But it's interesting. We just got used to a certain thing, and now it normalizes something that, you know, the same kinds of folks don't want normalized. They need to be in charge of everything, and the hubris is growing, leading folks to believe that maybe they should be in charge of everything. And these kinds of stories, you know, who are you talking about? Well, I'm generalizing, but I think it's a fair generalization. And if people just decided not to participate, and it's difficult, don't get me wrong, because we live in, you know, these are you know, these are interesting times. I wanted to say, you know, welcome to the Warsaw Ghetto. But that's just, you know, I get in trouble for that, I'm sure. Somebody will be triggered. I don't remember when I mentioned it, but I remember seeing the article last year. I survived the Warsaw Ghetto. Here are the lessons I'd like to pass on. Stanislaw Aronson. I'm 93, and as extremism sweeps across Europe, I fear we are doomed to repeat the mistakes which created the Holocaust. Yeah. Hayek sort of pointed out, you know, the ideological ramp up to the collapse of Weimar Germany and the ushering in of the golden age of the Nazis. It's just painfully ironic in America today that the folks who are the Nazis are shouting at others about being Nazi, and it sort of works the other way with the fascists. Everyone is projecting, you know, the National Socialists who were Nazis. And I think a lot of people in America, a lot of Bernie fans, a lot of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fans need to just pause for a moment and think that in terms of policy, not, you know, the hardcore stuff, but in terms of strictly in terms of policy, they're beginning to become, again, it's the painful irony, they're bumping right up against those worst lessons of history. You know, these people are Nazis. Well, but your ideological leanings are actually more closely aligned with the, you know, German National Socialist Party of the 1930s and 40s. That's an uncomfortable realization, but I really think that some people need to let that sink in. And then, of course, there's fascism, which brings us back to the Wired magazine article, Toys R Us is back, now with more surveillance, now with more surveillance. So we're watching children. And, you know, the article just goes through, well, you know, it's, I mean, how do you make a camera ignore children? Yeah. Oh, the mental gymnastics in America. We do not knowingly collect personal information from children under 13, Retail Next privacy policy states. If we become aware that a child under 13 has provided us with personal information, we take steps to remove such information. Oh, that is so, I mean, that just really, that just warms my heart. It's very touching. Facebook basically says the same thing about, you know, underage children. You know, not being allowed on the platform, but we all know how that works. Only around 10% of American shopping dollars are spent online, where that valuable information is readily available. Well, we're going to get into that today. Speaking of online, we'll go to the phones next, and we'll go to the PBS segment, the documentary, and talk about some AI. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's
welcome
what
back.
I mean.
Extended musical interludes. Was that on purpose? Bad guy music, bad guy stuff. Ah, these headlines, they're heartwarming, aren't they? Toys R Us is back now with more surveillance. Yay. With all kinds of fun startups, data is the new oil. And it's an interactive store. You know, children can, we're going to blur the lines between shopping online and physical shopping until we groom the next generation of young people into the digital panopticon and, you know, the global surveillance state. China ain't got nothing on us if you look at what Toys R Us is doing and really everywhere else. Anyway, unbelievable. And the Life Science story a couple days ago, are you seeing these stories? I see them all over the place. Flu season is off to an early, and parenthetically, they add weird, start. Don't worry, I'm sure AI chatbots will save us all. Cord cutters news. Amazon is launching a home internet service. Here's everything you need to know about it. That's what you need to know. Nothing. You need to know nothing about it. This story I thought was strange. The TechCrunch article, AWS is sick of waiting for your company to move to the cloud. Yeah. And then all these shootings. Gosh, you know, who can keep up around Christmas time? And as we celebrate, or wait, not celebrate, but as we mark the anniversary of 78th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. So from Pearl Harbor to Pensacola and everywhere in between, including Jersey City, you know, weird stuff. Jersey City shootout. Police officer among six dead. Suspects found dead in a kosher grocery store with three civilians. Yeah. It's all just the new normal, right? Anyway, among the weird stories, I thought it was interesting that Al Jazeera reported, among others, Saudi attacker acted alone, but, you know, in the little air quotes, acted alone in Florida naval base rampage. It's almost like somebody knows and they just can't, you know, got to give it away a little bit. Acted alone, wink, wink. Here's the accompanying video from the Al Jazeera English coverage of that. Go ahead, please.
More information from the FBI about Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani, a junior officer in the Royal Saudi Air Force who shot 11 people on Friday, killing three sailors.
Our main goal right now is to confirm whether he acted alone or was he a part of a larger network. We currently assess there was one gunman who perpetrated this attack, and no arrests have been made in this case.
Al-Shamrani opened fire in a classroom using a gun
I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's all my own conjecture, my own speculation, but Rachel Rojas, FBI special agent in charge, sounds uncomfortable. The story is, you know, I mean, at a minimum, we should be talking about, it's ironic. I start talking about this article that I want to write, don't conflate Islamic brands, and something like this happens. We should be talking about Saudi Arabia. If this ever becomes a conversation, if and when it does, it should always come back to Saudi Arabia and Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism, always. And speaking of that, I did a little thing that I intend to repackage and republish as a part of this article, Don't Conflate Islamic Brands. The immigration data. Cato Institute immigration data. I've talked about it. Alex Narasta's January 26th. 2017 Cato immigration ban blog post talking about the immigration ban. And I did a little color thing. Where are we most threatened by where, by what country, where do the terrorists come from? Overwhelmingly from Saudi Arabia, you know, places like the CIA's Jeddah consulate, you know, the CIA Visas for Terrorists Consulate, that place, J. Michael Springman. Saudi Arabia, 19 terrorist attacks. I guess now, what, maybe 20? Who knows? The lines are so blurred at this point. Everyone's a terrorist. Do you remember 10 years ago when Alan Watt was saying, this is where we're headed? Robert De Niro is going to be rappelling out of the ceiling in a black, you know, black jammies. And it'll just become normal. Here we are. Everyone yawns. Terrorist attack? I don't know. Mass shooting? I don't know. Who can keep up? Saudi Arabia, 19 at least, 20 is it now? Anyway, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Lebanon, Pakistan. Those are the top five, the top handful. Where the terrorists and attacks and murders come from. They represent the overwhelming majority. And that bit that disappeared, Salafi movement, you know, the thing that nobody knows, I talked about it apparently too much. It had to go away. And so the Wikipedia entry for the Salafi movement, the Oracle Illusion, it got memory hold. But that little bit that I used to mention all the time that used to be on the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, and it should come back. Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups. Salafi groups. It is, what is it? It's sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and it is what? An ideology used to justify these kinds of acts. I'm not saying that Muhammad Saeed al-Shamrani is Wahhabi, but it's always these groups. And you look at ISIS beheading more people than anyone, any other people group but Saudi Arabia. And, you know, there you go. Anyway, that's the epicenter of the conversation. Should be. So this is the ideology used to justify violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include all of them. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Nusra Front, etc., etc. Name a group. It's an offshoot of Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi sect. And then that little bit included, in addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, India, Africa. Africa's a big place, isn't it? Last I checked. And the Balkans. Speaking of Balkanization, to help spread Salafism, because it's just, you know, why wouldn't you want to spread something that's responsible for violent jihadi Salafi nonsense to help spread Salafism in their local communities? And I've talked about that. Speaking of PBS Frontline, inside the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance against ISIS. Yeah, wink, wink. That's how it works. Anyway, quickly to the phones, and then we'll get going here. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good, Kate. Good day to you, sir. I was wondering, too, is Lionel Playworld going to come back into business now, too, at Toys R Us? Right down the street that's been vacant for 2 years. So I was wondering if Lionel Playworld's going to come back in the business, the toy business.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, Lionel Playworld was way before Toys R Us. But, you know, speaking of toys, I got to tell you, you know, like you say, who knows what these Chinese could put in these toys, because most of the toys are made in China, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm saying China ain't got nothing on us. There are no sides in this surveillance state discussion. So there's a bunch of finger pointing, but it's all bad. That's kind of the point. It's the finger pointing is deflection.
Yeah, all right. Okay, listen, what's going on? I was talking about finger-pointing. I'm watching this debate. Lindsey Graham just opened up Horowitz like a can of worms. This guy's starting to spew it all out now because Steele had bias against Trump's administration. The FBI was not following the rules and regulations of the FBI.
It's not going to amount to anything, though.
Well, you know, you may be right on that, but I can tell you right now, but Lindsey Graham is a pretty clever guy. He's opening up this guy Horowitz. And, you know, I'm going to ask you, have you seen the movie Ford versus Ferrari yet? Did you go see that movie?
No. Nope.
Okay, I think you should. I recommend you go see it. You know why? There's 10 seconds in that, 20 seconds in that movie where Carroll Shelby's in there with Henry Ford Jr., the second. And you know what Ford says in the movie? in this movie. He says, Hitler didn't lose the war. We won the war because of my father. And he is pointing out at the factory there in Detroit. And I was thinking how ironic this isn't a major motion picture with Christian Bale and Damon. And in this part, the guy that plays Henry Ford the Second is a really good movie, really well done. And he's saying, Hitler didn't lose the war. We just happened to have my father at the right place to win the war. And Henry Ford, if you remember what he wrote a book about. Did you remember his book he wrote? Sir? You remember the international book he wrote? It's called The International.
Right.
Remember that book?
Dearborn International was a periodical.
Well, he wrote another book. You know what book it is.
Okay.
I know you know what it is. He wrote another book. I'm sure you're aware of it. You know how Henry Ford felt about things. Well, no, right. In the movie...
I'm familiar with what Anthony Sutton wrote about, the Ford Motor Company and World War II in particular and the ramp up to World War II.
I'm not into that. I do know this, that when you talk about World War II, who was worse, Stalin or Hitler in your book? Or are they both the same?
Shades of Evil is really...
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you look at this big scope right now, as a matter of fact, watching Dianne Feinstein, whatever, she's on this, they're talking to her now. Here, isn't this the same broad that says nobody's above the law, but in the meantime, California's got 8 million illegals in it. 8 million people ain't supposed to be in that state illegally are there. Isn't she the same one that had a Chinese national working in her office for 20-some years, 25 years, a Chinese national? Dianne Feinstein, freaking Feinstein? Isn't she the same one that they got her saying, oh, nobody's above the law? What is that? The whole Democratic Party thinks they're above the law. They flooded this country with 27 million illegal aliens, sir. Now, also, when I looked at the thing about the farmers, the farmers want this amnesty, but you know what I found out? I don't believe this when I see it. I want you to talk about this. There's only 1.8 million people actually work in the agricultural industry. So if there's only 1.8 million total in the whole United States feeding the United States and the world, where are these other 25 million, 24 million illegal? What do? Cut grass? What's going on here?
So what's your point?
My point is this. You're bringing people in here that ain't supposed to be in here, breaking the law. They're breaking the law. The pigs Pelosi, who's got millions of dollars. Why don't we ship all these illegals into these New England states? We bring them over to San Francisco. That's my point. And you want us to talk about immigration for a second. Well, let me ask you a question.
No, okay? I didn't want to talk about immigration, actually. That's not where we're at on today's broadcast.
You said something about Africans and all that. Africa's a big continent.
No, I didn't say anything about Africans. I said Africa is a big...
Well, yeah, you said Africa's a big continent. Yes, you did. I'm not saying. Right. Well, if it's a big continent, wouldn't that be a good place to start? A
little different, context there, wouldn't you agree?
What's that?
I said it's a little different context, wouldn't you agree?
Well, do you think it's right that these people are coming to the southern border trying to sneak in? When you agree that's not right?
That's not an answer to my question. Anyway.
Well, your question is, you didn't want to talk about immigration, but now that I got you on it for just a second here, I'm just saying, is it right that these people in the Democratic Party are keep talking about President Trump is above the law when these people think they're above the law? You got this Feinstein who's had a Chinese national working in her office for years? How come that's not been investigated?
Do you think that's unique to Dianne Feinstein, or is that sort of emblematic of a growing problem? That to me speaks to the issue that I was talking about earlier in today's broadcast and have spoken to in pretty much every broadcast recently. Anyway, I'm not going to compete with you, Tom. If we want to have a real dialogue, that's one thing, but I'm not going to be preached at, so... Anyway, we're headed into a break, and you made your point, so we need to get back to the task at hand today. I appreciate your call, Tom, and you know, it, unfortunately, that kind of feels like it sort of, it's just, I don't know. It's a little, gosh, what do you call it? Sort of a blitzkrieg of information that just leaves people glossy-eyed. And I'm serious. I think we all need to be aware of what's happening. The the impeachment nonsense. Is that still happening? Because, gosh, is that still happening? Difficult choices, regardless of Dianne Feinstein. Difficult choices will confront us all, I think, in this next year. 2020. You know? They say hindsight is 2020, right? That's the old cliche. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. So some things are important, right? We, I suppose we should give coverage to certain things. What about the impeachment hearings? Oh my goodness. Well, that SNL skit Inside the Beltway, I think it's, you know, that's about as well as it can be said. So this is how I feel about that and so many other things. Go ahead, please.
Good morning and welcome to Inside the Beltway, where we look at what's happening up in Washington. I'm Denise Craw. Joining me as always are Walter Dale from the Fort Worth Star, from the Dallas Morning News, Connie Beshears, and Chair of African American Studies at Rice University, Quincy Maddox. Wow, it has been a historic week as the House launched an impeachment inquiry into the president. It's really shaken Washington up, hasn't it, Walter?
Oh, it sure has, I gotta say. This feels like a real turning point in the Trump presidency.
You know, it's gratifying to see our system of checks and balances finally working the way it's intended.
Ain't nothing gonna happen.
Okay.
Now, come on, Quincy. You have to admit, there's something about this Ukraine story.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. The American people seem to understand the gravity of it right away.
Yeah. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Anyway, that seems to be what is happening. And meanwhile, you know, stories like what I mentioned. I mean, it's only been a year. Have we forgotten? You know, surveillance capitalism is just the new cool thing. And I mean, there are things that we can do, aren't there? I think we're going to be faced with difficult choices. Those are things that I want to discuss on this broadcast, not the theater. To me, again, you know, if you want to see what that's all about, just watch some coverage of British Parliament. I mean, is it British Parliament or is it Downton Abbey or what is it? Because it's certainly not. I mean, you have a group of folks who are insulated from the day-to-day realities the rest of us face, and not to mention the fact that they, most of them, are hardwired to the setting of what Alan Watt calls the hysterical attention-seeking psychopath. So what happens when you take that person who's insulated, sort of detached from reality, really, who has that hysterical attention-seeking psychopath mindset, and put them in front of cameras day in and day out, I wonder what might happen. And they start to believe the lies that they're told to tell, I think, and are you know, extravagantly rewarded as a result, usually. So anyway, second hour coming up, we'll be right back.
Are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.